This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, September 24th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning, and I am excited. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host. Of course, Aaron Green is next to me because we're supposed to be having a Man Down Mashup Wednesday, so we're mashing up all things together, and we're talking about what's in the news. We're going to talk about what's in the news, what is trending. Of course, we have LeBron Menace, who's here with me also. He's going to be a co-host whilst we're in, so we just interject and talk whilst we can. But before all of that, we have a Chikchani catcher. No, it's not Aaron Green. But we have a Chikchani catcher in studio.
He's the Chikchani. I am the Chikchani catcher.
Oh, you're going to catch him?
Yeah.
I know some running is involved, right? So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about the Chikchani. What's your whole program called?
Chikchani Challenge.
The Chikchani Challenge. Of course, you heard that voice, right? That's Chester Robards. He is the orchestrator of the Chikchani Challenge. Just to remind our guests what the Chikchani Challenge is, yes. Because I want to know if we're catching Chikchanis or this is something big, and then we go into our interview. What is the Chikchani Challenge?
So the Chikchani Challenge is an obstacle course run. For all intents and purposes, that's what it is. Obstacle course running is a global phenomenon. And it takes on several forms, but the way we do it is across a 5K with obstacles.
Okay, so 5K obstacle course run, three miles run. Okay, which day is this?
This Saturday coming.
Saturday coming?
Yes.
Is it too late for me to register?
No, not too late.
So let's start off with this registration. How does one register? You say it's not too late. How does one register?
So you head on over to chikchanichallenge.com. That's Chikchani challenge.com, and you can register. You find the registration page right there, and you're signed up.
Okay, how much is that?
So for the regular course, which is 20 obstacles across the 3 miles, is $75.
That's advanced people, right?
You don't have to be advanced. You could just want to try it.
Okay, good. Yeah. Go ahead. $75 per person.
We have a light version for the first time this year.
And what you mean by light?
So that's 10 obstacles.
That's me.
We reduce the number of obstacles for you.
Yeah.
So we handpick the obstacles that we think somebody who's a first timer or want to take it a little bit easy would prefer to do.
Okay.
And
how much is that?
That's $65.
Okay, so now I know that's one. $75 for the advanced people. And then it's a $65 for people to say, I know if I could do that. But I consult with you and say, okay, this is what's best for me.
Correct.
What else is there?
But those prices go down $5 if you register as a team of four or more.
Oh, yeah. So I get discount.
Right.
So if I get four people to come with me, three people to come with me, make four.
Right, yeah. If
you get three people to come with me, make four, mm-hmm. I get discount.
Right.
And what is that discount?
$5.
$5 off. Mm-hmm. So that would be $70 and $60.
Correct.
Okay, if I have a team of four.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, finish.
And for the first time this year, we have a kids run for ages 3 to 7.
Children do this too?
Yeah. It's a 1.5K course.
You mean you could say a three-year-old could run 1.5K?
My daughter's going to do it.
Okay. How old is your daughter?
Three.
Okay. Go ahead.
you ain't never had to chase your children to go get them to bed?
I just throw my shoes. They stop after that. Pop.
Listen, I have some obstacle stuff in my house now. My daughter always messing with it.
So okay.
She ready.
So, you know, we have LeBron here with me. And yes. I'm still going. How much is the kids fund for?
So it's $45.
$45 for kids. And this is what the age again?
3 to 7.
3 to 7. Mm-hmm. So if you have like a young tot, 3 to 5, 6, 7 years old, they can come and participate in this. And that price again is?
$45.
$45, mm-hmm. right? Have to be fun. And this Saturday you said.
Right.
So what about like 10 year olds to about 13? Everything to me is like 10 to 13, that age.
So they can opt to do the light.
Yeah.
Or we have some signed up for the 20.
Okay. But they can include. They include in this.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So where is the Chikchani challenge happening this year? Because sometimes you change.
We change it up all the time. Okay. So Fusion Superplex is where we're starting and finishing.
Wow.
And yeah, we got obstacles around their campus and along JFK.
Okay. So okay. Now I need to understand the route. Because now I understand Fusion,
right.
And now you mentioned GFK,
yeah.
Right? And then I want to bring LeBron in for people who are physically challenged, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you make space for them? But let's talk about the route. So people who are just registered now understand what they will be doing, so yeah. They can visually see it as to what it's going to be doing. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty much the straightest course that we've ever designed, just up and down JFK. You know, the only kind of curvy running you're doing is in the complex at Fusion.
Okay.
But, you know, we got 20 obstacles dotted across the entire 3 miles.
I'm trying to visualize this, Chester.
Yeah.
I am at Fusion now.
Yeah.
Fusion. I then sign up. I then get all whatever paraphernalia you plan to give me.
From Fusion, you're hitting JFK.
Okay, I see it now.
And
I'm heading where?
And then you're coming back, heading west.
Heading west.
And you're coming back along the lake.
Mm-hmm. So I'd run in on the left-hand side.
Right.
And then I come back on the right-hand side.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Go ahead.
And then
you on that pathway, what I'm seeing,
you want some obstacles.
I tell me what you're
gonna,
what I see.
You're gonna see some walls. You're gonna see some crawls.
So as I run on this JFK,
you're gonna encounter those things.
I can encounter something.
Right. You know, your Atlas carry. You got your axe throw, your spear throw. Some new things that we have at the end. This is at Fusion, the warp wall, which has been made famous by American Ninja Warrior. And for the first time, we have laser pistol shooting, which is a part of the pentathlon, the modern day pentathlon. So it was, and that was made famous in the last Olympics by some guy from Turkey, I think he was,
okay. Mm-hmm.
who won a silver medal after.
Yeah, but by just not practicing.
Not practicing. Yeah.
Okay, see, first of all, it's the technique that they use. It's a one hand, right? Like the other hand is down.
You have to use one hand. Yeah.
But the second thing is this: is that it was declared later in the competition that he could not have won it without his female partner. See, I don't like how y'all randomists do that. It was big controversy.
Sorry.
There was a team.
It was a team.
And
I did not know.
See, so just like you, when you throw the chiclata, what they call it, the Latin people call it, the chiclata, the slippers?
The slipper.
Yeah. Slippers.
When you throw the slippers at your child's head, that's teamwork.
I understand. So let's talk about women.
Yeah.
Because Aaron just mentioned it was a teamwork and he had a female partner.
Right.
Right? And the Chikchani challenge tend to have male and female, and of course, kids.
Yeah.
And I want to know, do people, women consider, is this overwhelming? I can't participate? Or you have a large contingent of women say, man, I am in this.
Our statistics would show that we've had more women participate in the Chikchani challenge than men.
Because women are willing to challenge anybody.
Over 10 years.
They're willing to challenge anyone. Yeah.
Marriage is an obstacle course.
That is an obstacle.
Well, I can't tell you why that is.
Yeah.
I just know that that's, you know, from our documents, that's what it is.
Okay. And you're saying it started Saturday. What time Saturday, by the way?
So we start 6:30 in the morning.
Early in the morning. Yeah. I should be there before 6:30. Correct. But if we're starting at 6:30 early
Correct,
in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to say something, Aaron?
No, I was just wondering if in your stats, do you have more women finishing higher than men?
Finishing higher. No.
Faster.
No, I would say, because, I mean, we got a guy who typically comes out and he's
just dominant.
He's a beast.
He actually runs the course twice sometimes.
Yes, in between, my gosh,
just for fun.
Yeah,
don't let him compete when I compete.
In terms of, you mentioned women, so a lot of women participate, and a lot of clubs participate.
Yeah, so running clubs, gym clubs, those kinds of people participate. We see them too. Yeah.
Okay. In terms of Fusion, now I'm back to Fusion now.
Yes.
I like activities and food and free things.
Mm-hmm.
With my $75, my $65, what all I get?
Well, so staple is, you know, a T-shirt. You finish a T-shirt as well as your finisher medal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you get. And then we have our partners who come on at the end. For the adults, you get your finisher beer. That's Kalik.
Wait, I get free
Zero.
Beer?
Yeah.
You explain this properly. I'm getting things for free. I like free things.
Yeah.
So you got to explain the free things. I get a finishing shirt and a finishing medal.
Yep.
And now give me all my free stuff with all of it.
So, Heineken Zero. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want alcohol in your carbohydrate replenishing. And then Kalik is one of our partners. And then, of course, if you don't want any of those, we got Powerade as well as Dasani.
Free stuff again?
Yep.
Okay.
Powerade and Dasani, who are coming out there, also great partners of ours over the years, to give you stuff. And then Lightborn Trading is coming. Mm-hmm. If you know that Lightborn Trading is coming, you know that you're walking away.
With things. Lightborn Trading tends to tell and give a lot of things out at these events.
Tend to, yeah.
Yes, yes, that's good. For that alone, you come out there and be a part of this run. When I do walk-a-thons with the school and thing, I just get south. And you only mentioned no south, so I'm trying to say you only have no south?
So there's vendors is going
to
be out there.
You need
so you do need to bring your money. I don't remember the name of the gentleman who is coming, but our volunteers, and we still need some volunteers, they do get their south. That's on the house, as well as a T-shirt.
So let me pause now.
Yes,
you looking for more volunteers to come and help out?
Right.
Okay, so it's a need for volunteers, and you're saying that if I come in volunteers, I get from my free sauce.
You get a T-shirt.
T-shirt too.
Some sauce.
I ain't got to run.
Yeah.
I just need to be a volunteer. And that's us, Aaron.
There you go.
You saving hot dog sauce?
I not making it. I don't know if they can put a hot dog in there, but we can request it for you.
At 6:30. So okay, if I want to be a volunteer, how do I do that?
Just contact us. You can contact us on social media.
And say, I want to be a volunteer. And you all work it out.
Yeah, you can call me 820-5664 and let me know if you want to volunteer. Always looking for good people.
I got to text the wife and see if she want to do that early in the morning. Let's do some things. Volunteers.
Yeah. Of course, our charity this year, we're giving to prostate cancer awareness.
Good.
So, just because it's September.
Do women have prostate cancer?
I don't think so.
No, so it's a man thing. I just check him because, you know, Aaron's looking at me when I say my own things, so she won't be.
So if you want to take on prostate cancer by yourself, that's on you.
I'm going to promote many agendas, and now it's prostate cancer, that's us.
I just say I know 1,000 women who love their man.
Yeah.
Right? And they say this is a us problem, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you, I would not worry about you nor your prostate.
I'm just saying the problem is he can take it on by himself.
No.
He can linger in the back till you close to 1 foot in the grave.
Yes.
That's the problem.
I when I'm last minute fellas. So let me have LeBron. LeBron, say hello again.
Hey, everyone.
Yes. LeBron is physically challenged.
Yes.
I mean, sight. What's
right.
Visually impaired.
Mm-hmm. I want to know if there's space for visually impaired people like LeBron to participate in any of this.
So LeBron, could you run an obstacle course?
I could, as long as I have somebody to assist me.
There's the key. Let me tell you something that drew me to obstacle course racing. If you ever been through, so my first one was a Tough Mudder, and then I've done like 7 Spartan races, and there's always somebody on the course who is physically challenged in some way, in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
In a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
and there's a group of people hauling that wheelchair over obstacles, taking that person out, helping them climb a rope or climb over a wall, putting them back in their wheelchair, going through the course.
Wow.
Camaraderie is the name of the game in obstacle course racing, in obstacle course running. And really, that's why I like to encourage groups to come out. Bring somebody who might be physically challenged. I mean, this might be the only time they get to even experience something like this. Bring them out. Don't overlook them because you, and I hope you don't think that, you know, it's going to be a task for you to do it. It's going to be fun for you to do it. You know, so I do encourage that.
So the course is fun. That's the main thing.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
right?
That's why I did it. I found it fun. You know, I wasn't looking to necessarily compete. Mm-hmm. But I want to go do the thing.
Necessarily that you have to finish first, but actually that you won't finish.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing. And finish with an obstacle count. Mm-hmm. Maybe you couldn't do all of them, but you know you did something that maybe you thought you couldn't do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that gives me a question.
Mm-hmm.
So like those who did compete, so what would they get like in terms of winning like?
So this year, we got some fresh trophies for the top winners.
Okay.
And some special medals for the, you know, second and third.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we're giving away some other things. We will have a raffle as well.
I must say the
raffle prizes are amazing, sponsored by our good friends over at Sandals Royal Bahamian.
So you're telling me I could get a year's weight of emergency? As a prize.
You might be able to.
Wait,
I'll talk to Lightborn them.
Yeah. Shout out to some of the sponsors this year who are sponsoring things and have things out there that I come and take advantage of.
Yeah, so let me make sure I don't miss them. Who has come on recently? Body Tempo Health and Wellness. Who's helping us?
Also, I was going to ask you, how do you help it? I want to know what I come in and get. So I like free things.
You're gonna get some screening, free health screening.
Okay.
There. By Dr. Body Temple himself, Dr. Dante Jacobs. And he'll also be talking about prostate cancer awareness and, you know, what men can do. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a talk there as well.
Wow.
For those who are there. Okay, of course, the Medical Association of the Bahamas will be there as well. They came on as a sponsor, and they'll have doctors out there helping us out in case of anything. Of course, Fusion Superplex is a sponsor. We appreciate them. Couldn't live without them. RBC, Kalina, Advantage Insurance, Fincastle Media Group. I mentioned PowerAid, Click, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, of course. Mm-hmm. Party Pilots, Rentals, and Events, and Heineken Zero. So all helping us out, helping us make things.
I always
special for our 10th anniversary.
I always want to see clips of people participating.
You will.
This
year, you will see more than ever, thanks to Fincastle Media Group, who will take over our social media for the day.
Nice. Because I always want to say, I don't want to show up and I realize that this is bigger than I thought. But I want to see people active and say, okay, I could do that.
Yeah,
I could do that. So glad to see Fincastle.
Stay tuned to our social media pages because we are trying to hit the live stream on some of the obstacles as well. It's possible Fincastle might hit some live streams too.
Nice.
But but they'll definitely be updating the socials as we go along.
Good. Cool. I'm pleased to know that the obstacle course and that in general includes people who are a challenge.
Yeah.
And that we could include them and be inclusive of that.
So I want to say we have not. Nobody has signed up those kinds of people yet. But maybe they didn't think about it.
Yeah.
Which is sad, you know, because clearly people all over the place think about it when they do a Tough Mudder or a Spartan race. They bring their friends who are physically challenged and help them through the course. It's a great thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. An opportunity to showcase and explain we can overcome anything.
Absolutely.
We can overcome it with help and friends, whatever it is, you can overcome anything.
But hang on a second, Chester. Mm-hmm. Right? So you say people bring their disabled people out to these things and help them.
Yeah.
But people who are already presently there, do you have anybody to assist those who can't, you know, help themselves? Like,
So I'm glad you asked that.
Yeah.
That's a good question. And this year we're offering something called the Tour Day Course. For people who, just like you mentioned, might have signed up, don't want to do it alone, but they signed up. So they're going to join a team of people who have all signed up for Tour Day Course, and I am running with me. Showing them how to beat in terms of technique.
That's nice.
It's the same price. It just depends on the full.
Got you.
Yeah.
You say you, right?
Yeah.
But there are persons who can join a team, in quotes.
Go ahead. If they don't have a team, if they don't have a second.
And have a buddy system.
They'll be joining an entire buddy team with me and the other group.
To encourage you and push you, say, we'll be coming over this together.
Yeah. Whoever signed up for it.
It's like a buddy system with education, with the people who don't speak English.
We actually have a lot of people who signed up for Tour Day Course. It's going to be a pretty...
And what is called Tour Day Course?
Tour Day Course.
And explain it again so I can understand.
Tour Day Course?
Yes.
So if you sign up for the Tour Day Course option, you're going to be running with me through the entire 3 miles and whoever else signed up for it. So at the moment, if you sign up for Tour Day Course, you're going to be running with about 15 people.
Wow.
And that's a pretty big group. To be going together, you know, I think that'll be fun.
I can't do it.
I know some people can run fast at some point. I know some people can break away. They're gonna be like, you know what?
You're going too slowly.
Let me just go do this. But the thought behind it was, there are people who may want to do it. They done talked about 6 people who they couldn't convince, but they still want to do it. Well, you can do it with me.
Okay. So as we prepare for a break, I want you to give me a rundown again of where I can register, the date, the time, what to expect, all that. I let you talk it for the next couple of minutes.
This Saturday, chickjohnnychallenge.com if you want to register. It's $75 for the 20 obstacle course. It's $65 for the 10, which is the light version. And if you got a little kitty who you want to run through the course, which is a 1.5K, it's their own course, something separate from what the adults are doing. That's $45 for them. We start 6:30 in the morning at Fusion Superplex, and the kids run starts at 9. So they're very, when I say separate, they're very separate. Well, we're going to finish all the adults, and then we're going to let the kids do their thing.
Jess, I will commit to doing the Chicchani run when you put on the public service obstacle course challenge. Okay? I get joined.
You have a parliament version of it. All the MPs and senators together.
Yeah, why not? They're basketball and thing, right?
Getting through a maze of filing cabinets,
and
right?
CEOs of all of the big hotels say, all you all directors need to come and do this Chicchani challenge.
I like it.
Come on.
We have long jump and triple jump. That's where you jump from a policy idea to a poorly applied policy.
Oh, boy.
Very quick. I will do that one, Chester.
There's the mud.
And before you go, I know you did challenges for private companies. Do you still do that?
Yeah. We still do that. That's something we love to do. Yeah. Put together private courses. Absolutely.
Good.
All right. Then.
Thank you very much, Chester Robards.
This Saturday
is Fusion Superplex, the Chicchani Challenge. Saturday, starting at 6:30.
6:30.
Yes. 10th
anniversary. How long is it? The course, how long is it?
3 miles.
Okay.
So 5K.
10th anniversary. Woo. 10 years you've been doing this?
10 years we've been doing this.
Wow. So 6:30 until when?
Until you finish.
But the kids run is 9 o'clock, so we'll have all the adults finished by that time for sure.
Okay.
Then the kids won't take long.
Good. All right. This has been Guardian Radio AM. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to talk about what's in the news. What's trending? I mean, Guardian newspaper is full. The Nassau Guardian is full of news. I mean, you need to go purchase your Nassau Guardian because we're going to be talking about it any minute now. Thank you again,
Chester.
Thank
you. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
All right.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologists can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Nothing beats a Chicchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chicchani Light version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chicchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit ChicchaniChallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supply, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to
located
life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family. Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family. Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family. Saxon and the Valley, Rush Music Makers One Family.
Let's go! Ah! Hey, come on!
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri on this Man Down Mashup Wednesday, where we combine On the Clock with Guardian Radio AM. And joining us in studio is LeBron Minnis. Now, LeBron, you know Mr. Nuri brought you here so the two of y'all could tag team me, right? Did you know? Now you know. Good. You'll be prepared for next time. So, quickly, I got to just say happy birthday to Brenda Knowles and Geronimo Bryce. Brian Knowles. Brother of Brenda Knowles, both of my cousins. Happy birthday, cousin Brian, and happy birthday, Geronimo. I know Geronimo from when King Hatchet was a little hammer, when we used to go to summer camp in Elutra. Mr. Nuri, I got two stories I want to juxtapose together, right? The first story is Appreciation Ceremony Honors Land Reform Committee at Government House. This was posted yesterday, ZNS platform. Government House was the setting for a historic celebration on Wednesday, September 17th, 2025, honoring the Land Reform Committee, a body personally appointed by Prime Minister Philip Davis. The event, attended by senior officials, legal practitioners, and business leaders, marked the committee's crucial role in advancing the Land Adjudication Act 2025 and the Registered Land Act 2025. Delivering welcome remarks, Permanent Secretary Celia Strawn underscored how rare the committee's success was in the context of government history. Quote, many committees are appointed during the lifetime of each administration, and many of them fail to produce an effective report. Close quote. She said, quote, on the flip side, when extensive thorough reports are produced, much time and energy are expended only to have that report sit on a shelf for the next decade. Close quote. She stressed that this was not the case with the Land Reform Committee. Quote, the committee has completed and presented its work. That work has led to the passage of the Land Adjudication Act 2025 and the Registered Land Act 2025, and actions being taken to implement the objectives of both. Mr. Nuri, I wanted to read that story into the record because I was not sure what I was reading, and I felt like maybe if I read it aloud on air, it would make better sense to me. They're honoring a committee composed by government for doing its job.
That is different. That is different.
They honoring them.
They might even get a bonus.
An appreciation ceremony at Government House for doing their job. I thought like the stipend is the honor.
Mm-hmm.
A picture, a courtesy call to the governor. What do you mean a whole appreciation ceremony for doing? And then they have the audacity to tell us, Mr. Nuri, like this is groundbreaking. We've never had a committee do its job within the time frame given. So I was reading that and I wasn't quite sure what I was reading. And then I had this other story here. And this one is troubling, right? This is a deadly swing set appeared not correctly installed. Mm-hmm. Another headline, child dies after Freeport playground swing set collapses on top of him. Mm-hmm. Another headline, education minister pledges urgent action to enforce safety protocols after six-year-old's death. And headline in today's Tribune, school where six-year-old killed by swing, not registered. Mm. Right? Now, on the interior of the paper, we have another headline where the owner of the institution is quoted as saying, all my documentation on my wall, says Caring Hands Academy principal. But in the article, deadly swing set appeared not correctly installed, we have a Mr. Cleveland Roll. Mr. Cleveland Roll says that he is the only licensed playground contractor in the Bahamas who manufactures and installs commercial equipment. He says he has more than 30 years experience and has carried out projects in Grand Bahama and elsewhere. He said playground equipment must always be anchored in steel and cement. And I juxtapose these two stories, Mr. Nuri, right? Because I'm overwhelmed with what you call it, like stunification. I can make up a word, stunification. I stunned, right? That with our left hand, we're spending money to host an appreciation ceremony for people doing their job. And on the right hand, we have another tragedy, another tragic accident that could have been avoided. Could have been avoided entirely. But what are we focused on? What are we doing? I just wanted to put those two stories in the record, Mr. Nuri. And then just while you're getting ready, mm-hmm. a word to our local politicians. I can need you all to follow a page from Trump, right? Trump couldn't pronounce the word acetaminophen. Did he get upset?
No,
he didn't get upset. Did he blunder? No. He blamed the UN. Blame the UN.
That's what you do?
That's what you do. He couldn't pronounce the word acetaminophen, and then if the article in today's Nassau Guardian, Trump pokes at UN for escalated teleprompter issues. Early in his speech, Trump broke from his prepared remarks to bemoan an inoperable escalator in UN headquarters that he happened upon, as well as a defective teleprompter. Quote, these are the two things I got from the UN. A bad escalator and a bad teleprompter, Trump poked, eliciting laughs from delegates and leaders. A UN official said the United Nations understands that someone from the president's party who ran ahead of him inadvertently triggered the stop mechanism on the escalator, and the official, speaking on condition of anonymity because of the sensitivity of the issue, you said the White House was operating the teleprompter for the president. See, that don't matter. Mm. What you got to do, though, is blame somebody else.
Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, the Guardian is full of news today. Something else that is trending is the debacle that is happening between the government, the JCNP, and also now the Second Valley Boys. I got a statement I'm going to play right now from Brian Adley. I want to put this into the record as we talk about what is trending inside the news. So you can always call and join us. And LeBron, do you go to Junkanoo? Do you listen to Junkanoo?
I do listen to Junkanoo, yes.
Yeah. Have you ever been to the parade? I always wonder how physically challenged people participate in such. Because I've seen physically challenged people shake our belts.
I went to practices, but I didn't get to go to the parade as yet as an official disability person. But I know people who did go, though.
Yeah, I've seen people participate in the parade. But let me just play this this note so we can have some commentary on this again. This is from Brian Adley, who's leader of the, what group that is? The 1958, what's your official name? The Official Valley Boys. So much different names they have now. There's Way Forward, who now officially called the Valley Boys, and then it's the 1958 Valley Boys. What's that second name?
The 1958 World Famous.
World Famous. I was trying to get world that famous, word. I couldn't remember that for nothing. The World Famous Valley Boys. But let's play this and see the commentary on this.
Valley Boys, as you can see, they're present today. The Way Forward is something purporting itself to be the Valley Boys. As far as we're concerned, they're bosses. There's been no court ruling stating that there's only one Valley Voice. In fact, we asked the courts to review the Registrar General's registration of an entity called the Valley Voice. And that matter has not been heard as yet, because in the first instance, the lower court said that it was nothing to be heard. And so now we've gone to the appeals court and asked the appeals court to review the matter with a view of having a judicial review on the registrar's decision to register an unauthorized entity. And
it just froze. One minute for me, hopefully the internet catch up. One minute for me, it froze. Hopefully the internet catches up with this play. And no, it's not doing anything. It looks like it's gone. But from that clip, it seems, Brian Ali said, that there has not been any conclusion that he's under doing an appeal about the Registrar General authority to label the name. As you know, Aaron, recently the minister has concluded that only one Valley Boy group is going to get their seed money. And he uses the conclusion that the judge has ruled that one party has the name. And now we are questioning whether there has been any ruling. And if there hasn't been any ruling, there's no need for an appeal. or what is it that is happening there? I just want to bring that in to update the listening audience on about the Valley Boys fiasco and by extension the JCN and the government's fiasco and what all is happening with that. Apparently there's an appeal out there still, right? Apparently the government has concluded and we still up in the air now as what is happening regarding that joke group. But that's besides the stories that you read, that is one of the stories we read. There's a quibble or exchange with the government's increase in salary for civil servants. That's inside the news also, right? So there's a number of stories inside the news that you can call and we'll be give you space to have that that concern.
To have your say.
Yeah, have your say. Let's go to the first caller there. Guardian Radio AM, you are live.
Good morning, PA. Good morning, Eric.
Turn it
good
up.
Morning, morning.
Turn it up for me, that Kermit. I can hear you, but I can't hear you properly. Good.
I'm just happy, Eric, about that preliminary investigation finding in respect to the six-year-old child, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that they were bold enough to tell us the fact, and hopefully, as this investigation goes forward, the parents of this young boy, this child, we lost so tragically,
mm-hmm.
but get, you know, the justice that they deserve. I'm happy in that regard,
mm-hmm.
you know. But Aaron, Trump may not be able to call that big word, but I can't call my show. I could call the word stupid, you know, to call them stupid. And yesterday, that speech was very inspiring and motivation, you know, motivational for me to see a leader, the leader of the free world, you know, attach himself to some of the issues that I've been talking about.
You mean Trump's speech, correct?
For years, you know, yes, the speech, you know, and he, you know, and no one was bold enough to even cut him. He was only supposed to speak for 15 minutes, you know, but nobody was man enough to cut that mic until he complete. And hopefully next year, or next time, the next session, they will be more nice to him and allow the teleprompter to work. Then maybe he'll be more nice to them by, you know, being able to follow the script. But it's a dangerous thing to allow him to go unscripted, and they paid a price for it yesterday. You know, when we look around, Aaron, with the prime minister, for example, he is all over the world at the taxpayers' expense talking about climate change, global warming, all of these other things. But this morning, a car overtook me. Aaron, the emissions was unbelievable. I mean, the smoke you got to pull on the side. Then you look at how we dispose of solid waste. You know, the shanty town, which is also an environmental concern. All of these unregulated things can be all over the world. We have no example, none whatsoever, to show that in action that the prime minister is serious about what he is about preaching globally. And I'm happy that Trump put them in their place. And Gorsuch back then, he spoke on immigration, unabated, relaxing your policies. And I really hope, that countries like the Bahamas, that he would threaten to withhold aid until we put this immigration situation in the right perspective. Because when you need a MH and you don't have no bed space, then you realize exactly what is going on. A classroom space for your kid. You know, everything is out of control. And nobody can deny that we have a crisis in respect to illegal or even immigration matters whatsoever. You know, the government have no right to be bringing in people. Private. And then you're saying now that our children now, we got to learn another language to accommodate. Let's look at the work permit and see who are the holders of these things and see whether or not it's justified that their kids, their cousins, their nieces, their aunts, anybody could come in. They can invite anybody to come in, to the, you know, at the expense of the Bahamian people. And put us at a big advantage. So the U.S. Embassy says to me,
Cleaver,
let's see how we can
Cleaver,
get our leaders.
Hold on. You were talking about Haitians just now? I thought you were talking about Americans and Europeans. You were talking about Haitians just now? Because I got the whole thing. Cleaver, I got the whole thing. Parallel society, right? I got that parallel society, impact on employment, impact on housing. Remember when Nygaard and Bacon was shanty towning in Lyford Key? Yeah, because that's swamp ground. You got to be very careful what you're doing there because you could contaminate the water supply with waste, right, with sewage. Lincoln, not Lincoln, that's a different vein. Louis Bacon And Peter Nygaard was Shantytown and Life Would Key to Pieces. I really thought, because you notice I didn't say nothing, right? I was quiet because I thought you were talking about the parallel society created by expats and phenotypically white people that are invited to come to the Bahamas and do anything they want. I didn't realize you were talking about Haitian migrants. I'm going to take it more seriously now, Mr. Duncombe. Here's another text. It says, y'all mocking President Trump and y'all video froze, LOL, comma. Texter, I decry shame on you. I was mocking Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis. I would never mock President Trump. Ever. Ever.
LeBron, let me ask you a question. As you traverse the Bahamas as a student, does immigration come is an issue for you? I'm a number of Bahamians are crying that we have a huge population of Haitian Bahamians here, and they're concerned that the facilities cannot maintain them. And as a person who have challenges, do you come across such things?
Me personally speaking, I can't say because my in terms of being a student and everything. My school never had Haitian Bahamians like that. I think we only had like one student that was a Bahamian Haitian, and that was it. I don't think that anymore. I was in a very, very small school too, so I can't really say in terms of my experience.
In terms of impacting Bahamian culture, you said you came across one physically challenged, I'm sorry, what do you call it? The right word is differently able people at your school who might be in Haitian Bahamian.
Yeah.
How did they impact your culture in terms of, oh, I feel uncomfortable with this person being here?
No, I didn't feel any sort of thing. My thing is, how I see it is, you know, if you have a beehive and those bees are doing what they have to do best, make honey and stuff like that for you, why would you go and disturb that beehive and you know that you're going to get stung? You know, my thing is, as you see things happening, like, I would say just don't interfere with, don't rub people the wrong way, and you wouldn't get rubbed the wrong way. And that's how I view intermixed people. Once they have their papers straight, once everything is sorted out for them, then that's gold for them. Like, why would you disturb, you know, why would you disrupt their flow? That's how I see it.
A lot of behemoths can be mad at you with that kind of stance there. Let's go to the caller there. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. That's LeBron just now, who's giving some commentary about migrants in the Bahamas, especially those who have physical challenges in general. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. You're live. Caller, you're there. Caller, girl, once. Caller, girl, twice. You're going. Joblessness is up, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
What causing? Because just Saturday, our government is bragging that we're down to 8%, the lowest it's been in decades. And this was a surprise to me. So I was wondering.
What caused it?
What caused it?
Remember when the IMF said that they were concerned about the statistics? The numbers, the statistics, and how the statistics are ascertained or compiled or get, but they were just concerned. It's probably clerical.
So you're saying that it might be a clerical error? It's coming from 8% to 10%?
Or the original 8 may have been the clerical error.
Yeah.
Let me read from the article. Hopefully the article could enlighten us. Unemployment in the Bahamas jumped to 10.8% in the first quarter of 2025, up from 9% in the fourth quarter of 2024, according to figures released yesterday by the Bahamas National Statistical Institute. The unemployment rate, which stood at 8.7% in the first and second quarters of 2024, initially fell to 7.2% in the third quarter of last year before steadily climbing, the numbers show. The government has repeatedly boasted about the previously reported unemployment rate of 8.7%, the country's lowest recorded jobless rate since 2008, with Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis telling, if you go to page 6, telling Parliament in June that reduced unemployment showed the administration's strategies were bearing fruit. That's you supposed to say something right there.
I wait to see what all that has to do with whatever, the unemployment. The Haitians have four jobs, Aaron. There's jobs in the Bahamas.
Yes.
I mean, if you go over PI now, that new entity with the cruise ship thing, begging for Bahamians to apply. Anyone who can swim can get a job. You just need to know how to tread water for 10 minutes. You can tread water for 10 minutes, you can get a high-paying job. Right? They're looking for I'm trying to find out what's happening. What caused the spike? It didn't go up 1 point, you know, from 8 to 9. It gone to 8 to 10. That's 2%. What causing 2% when people are begging people to apply for jobs?
Let me continue reading. The 10.8% rate exceeds the pre-pandemic unemployment rate of 9.5% recorded in 2019. Officials have not said what they think is behind this latest rise in joblessness. In the first quarter of 2025, the total labor force was 240,650 people. There were 119,085 women and 121,565 men in the labor force. More women, 13,295, were unemployed than men, 12,630. The national unemployment rate was 11.2% for women and 10.4% for men. A breakdown of the unemployment rate on the country's three major islands showed New Providence at 11%, Grand Bahama at 12.8%, and Abaco at 13.8% during the first quarter of this year. Okay, hold on. Okay, so then when you balance it out with the rest of the islands, it'll drop back down.
But they start hiring again.
But they don't have any jobs on these other islands.
But Grand Bahama have a job now. It should have been the degrees. Grand Bahama start hiring people. I want to know how come it is spiking.
Is it?
And Grand Bahama just start hiring people. I mean, one would assume it would be in the degrees. And Abaco, they ain't have no housing, but they have jobs. You can find a job.
Same thing in Bimini, eh? They have jobs but no housing.
Yeah. So I'm still trying to understand how this number's come about.
Youth unemployment in the first quarter of 2025 remained high at 20.9%, with more unemployed young women, 21.7%, than young men, 20.3%. This is an increase from the 19% youth unemployment reported in the second quarter of 2024. BNSI's report said there were 214,700. You remember when I was making fun of that MP? Mm-hmm.
Big number.
Yeah, employed during the first quarter of 2025, with men making up more than 108,935,000, or 50.7% of the employed labor force. Of those employed, 65,225 people fell into the category of quote underemployed, close quotes, meaning they were working part time but wanted more hours. Quote, the total number of unemployed individuals in January 2025 was 25,925, with females making up 51.3%. The report noted, quote, among the unemployed, 6,960 were youth aged 15 to 24 years, almost evenly distributed by sex. Why are we counting? Okay, I know that the school leaving age is, what, 15? You could leave school and completed your degree?
Yeah.
So perhaps it's because of the recent graduation and so many, which for the first quarter of this year. So this is earlier, right? This is earlier before the statistics or the new numbers have come in. But we came from 8%.
You know what we need to do?
A lot of opportunities have opened up since then.
We need to change this vibe, Nuri. We need to get rid of this you could leave school at the age of 15. If we find that a student is not attending school because they are working to contribute to the economy of their household, that means that the state needs to step in and support that household to the extent to which the student is supporting the household. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We need to get rid of this, you could leave school at 15, because we justify it with some people need to work to support the household. No. If a student needs to leave school, to stop school, to work to support the household,
that's
a household that requires government assistance.
Yes. And support.
Yeah. Significant.
Some kind of food support or anything. Let's ask LeBron. LeBron, you just recently graduated, right? But you graduated from a special school. Yes. I want to talk about job opportunities for people like yourself. How much job opportunities, in your opinion, is there for people like yourself?
Well, my thing is, in terms of job opportunities, there could be a lot, but it's just up to the employer, you know, to be willing to put somebody who is like me on the job. That's my view, as to say, like, they have to have the mind to do that. And a bunch of people, especially over here, don't have that. And what I think is, it's beyond just us. It's beyond just us. I view that you have people who are in jobs and they would be in that job until they pass away because they don't want the new person to take on their job. They want to keep that job for themselves. You have a lot of people like that. Yeah. A lot of people. Like, why don't you just let the new man come or a new woman come and take the job just so that they could benefit from it too?
For some people, that in their working career, they are unable to save sufficiently to support themselves in retirement, right? And that, so that's a part of it. People, whether through a recklessness or a negligence, right? Or whether it is the circumstances, they are unable to support themselves in retirement. That's why they don't want to quit. They don't want to let go of the job.
We got some interesting texts I want you to read in the record, right? Clever Duncombe called. That's my friend.
Right.
Yeah. He called and bragged and heralded the President of the United States speech. He says it's a brilliant speech, one of the better speeches he's heard in a while. But there's a response. There's a number of people who said, man, clearly we listened to two different speeches. I want to know, read these comments.
You ain't going to read them. I must read them?
Yeah, you should read better.
Here we go. Here's a text. Seriously, the entire world is laughing at Donald Trump's speech yesterday. It was like a child, a spoiled brat, begging for thank yous on wars he did not stop, on global warming, which he can't understand. And I believe he got back, checked on everything, and it was all wrong. His immigration policies are archaic, and he's being sued for multiple human rights atrocities. Yesterday was just another show of how ignorant this man is and how badly he is failing his country.
Clearly, this person, the texter, didn't hear the same speech that my friend Clever heard. But read the next text.
It says, Trump never stays on script. Is that caller serious? That request for Trump to put tariffs on us because we, quote, don't enforce immigration laws, close quotes, is strange and completely devoid of reality. Trump is presently looking for countries to deport thousands of illegal immigrants to. He hasn't targeted illegal Haitians as yet, but I'm pretty sure I know the first country he'll ask to accept them. I'm betting Mr. Duncombe will be shocked.
I did find it strange to ask to be punished, but some people like to be punished.
Wow.
Finish reading my text.
Good morning, Aaron. Mr. Duncombe is out of his cotton-picking mind. He needs to move to Trump's America if he wants utopia. The irony is not missed here. Cotton-picking and moving to Trump's America. Okay. Y'all mocking Trump and y'all video froze? That's karma.
Wow.
That's powerful. That's all the texts. On that matter, Mr. Newry. Another text says, Aaron, you ain't lie about the dogs. I actually witnessed a dog stop at a pedestrian crossing on Ponciana Drive by UB, then walk across it when the road was clear.
The dogs are well.
They have sense.
Anyway,
many sense.
That has been our Mind Down Mashup Wednesday. Tomorrow is Thursday. We have some guests in studio until next week. I enjoyed today's show. Thanks very much, Aaron. Thanks very much, LeBron. We hope to include you again in the future to make sure hear your opinions as we go along. Aaron has some phone numbers for you. So she'll give that to you after the show.
Okay.
We'll continue to watch what's happening in the junk in the world.
And we still ain't talk about that cannabis story.
I still say the weed is for us. The weed is for the elites. And y'all keep on trying to push yourself into these these people weed.
No, no, the cannabis is not for us. They don't care if we smoke weed or dope or whatever, grass, whatever foolishness we want to smoke. But
you can get off. Yeah, that's real money. And we need to accept that and then move on. Stop begging people for the things, man.
In my own country, hey, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Don't beg.
Yeah.
Take. I agree. I apologize.
Hey, look, I got a lot.
Don't do that either.
Get locked up.
Don't take either.
Get locked up. This has been Guardian Radio AM. Have a wonderful day.
All right.
Fancy dancers!
Let's go!
Fuck your canvas!
Hit up!
Feminine destroyers!
Hit up!
Colors!
Hit up!
Scrap gang! Who's in the morning? Boots! One love soldiers! Prodigal sons! Robinson the tribe! Fancy dancers! Sing! Saxon!
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.